Hey, what up, fam? This is Keith, aka the Prenup Pops, and welcome to my new audio blog where we talk the real talk about prenuptial fatherhood. I started this joint for my G's to hold it down for the blended fam on a day-to-day basis, and just need a moment, man, to get recharged and encouraged so you can continue to make it do what it do for your fam. So do me this favor, man, subscribe to all my social media so you can stay up and informed on how to take your fatherhood game to that next level, B. Holla. My oldest stepson has been having some issues with bullying at school. When I first was notified of the issue, I was upset, but I didn't want my fiance to go overboard with her emotions. You know how black moms can be when it comes to someone messing with their kids. So in my usual fashion, I laid out my logical plan on how to deal with this emotional issue. Of course, I advised my fiance to speak with the teacher first to see if this issue could be resolved, you know, on the teacher level. I explained it would be offensive to the teacher to go straight to the principal without speaking to her first. I assured my fiance that if we worked the system and followed the protocol, everything would work out fine. Well, that was 2.5 months ago, and on this past Friday, I acted an almost whole fool at that school. First, let me say, as a prenup pops, I'm cool with supporting my fiance any way I can from a parental standpoint, but I purposely limit my actions when engaging folk about the kids outside of our home and family. I realize that I have no legal rights or jurisdiction when it comes to her girls, and I know if I extend myself the way I can, I could get myself in a jam, bro. I've already had one physical altercation. I'm really trying my best to stay out of jail behind these kids, my G. But it's difficult to have a limit or boundaries when it comes to protection and the kids' well-being. I honestly don't know how to cut off my daddy power when it comes to making sure them kids is good. Blended fam or not, when it comes to protection and safety, them kids is mine all the way around. Fight me on it. So my fiance spoke with the teacher, and she was informed that the matter was handled by the assistant principal. All right, good. Then the issue continued to persist. My fiance called the assistant principal herself, and they played phone tag for a couple of days. My fiance was getting really frustrated about this thing. When my fiance finally was able to talk to the assistant principal on Thursday of the previous week, she assured my fiance that the bully would be removed from the class this past Wednesday. Listen to me now. After picking up the girls from school on this past Friday, my step-sibling said that the bully pushed her on 3 separate occasions during that day. Mind you, the bully said she was going to choke my sibling, told her to go back to Mexico, and she ain't even Mexican. And now she putting her hands on my kid? I was sitting on the couch chilling, thinking about this cold brew I'm about to enjoy with my cigar. Then my fiance brings my step-sibling into the room and asks her to explain to me what happened at school that day. Before my step-sibling can get the first sentence out, I jumped up off that couch, got in my car, and sped to the school. I was furious. I didn't care about no protocol, no damn working, no system, nor the fact that she wasn't my biological kid. I was in full prenup pops mode. For the sake of legalities, I won't go into full disclosure about the confrontation at that school. All I can say is that that assistant principal, the office administration, the security, the check-in clerk, and a few nosy teachers and parents that were sitting in the hallway understood my damn point. And they understood what better bleeping happened by the close of the day this coming Monday. When I got home and vented again to my fiance, it dawned on me that I crossed the parenting threshold. I fully invested into the care of my step-sibling. I had been so calculating and cautious about how I involved myself. I never gave my fiance a chance to share her input on how to resolve the matter or nothing. I was all in or too far, depending on how you look at it. Regardless, when those girls are in my house, I don't see their daddies or their last name being different than mine. I see two girls who are depending on me to be responsible for them. They expect me to function just like their dads because, well, I am their dad as well, as far as I'm concerned. But that's for another post. Hey, thanks for listening to the Prenup Pops audio blog. If you really dig the blog and want to stay up on the latest and greatest in blended parenting, make sure you subscribe to all my social media. Hey, and I would love to hear from you. Shout me out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Hey, just remember this. Where there's no struggle, there can be no progress. Keep it focused and keep it tight. Ha ha.